Right, if you want to keep paying even more to fly, then have I got news for you. Air New Zealand's told travel agents that long-term domestic fares across all routes will be increasing from midnight tonight. So what's going on here? Chief Operating Officer for House of Travel, Brent Thomas, is with us. Brent, very good morning to you.
Yeah, good morning, Mike.
Is this anything specific, or is this just a generalised, let's keep putting the prices up?
I think it's probably partly that they recognise the costs are going up, so they're trying to cover those. But obviously also they've got an airline to run and profits to be made, and they're looking to see where they can maximise their revenue streams and their profitability.
What costs are going up still?
Well, I think we're obviously seeing wage costs go up. Fuel has certainly increased. We see that at the pump for ourselves over the last few weeks since the Middle East crisis has taken place. So those sorts of things definitely impact, because fuel is a very significant cost of the running an airline.
And so given that they've got the opportunity to make profit on the domestic market, is that basically what they're doing to offset what they may or may not be making on the Tasman or indeed long haul?
Well, there's certainly a lot of competition come onto the North America market. Yeah. If you go back a couple of years, Air New Zealand sort of had the Los Angeles route to itself. Now there's so many carriers coming in, and we see the price significantly drop. You know, we were below $1,000 for a turn to Los Angeles not long ago. So those kind of routes are certainly not as profitable as they were. And the Tasman certainly, as always, is often a bloodbath because of the competition.
I don't want to go down a track of I looked up a fare thing, but I did look up a fare the other day. So I looked up a fare at the beginning of the week, right, to fly Auckland to Christchurch, and it was $900 return. And I thought to myself, that's just stupid. And yet that seems to be the norm. There was nothing unusual about that. There were lots of $900 return fares. How much can people pay before it's just gouging?
Well, I think what we're seeing is when you book late, that they are very expensive.
Is a week out late?
Yes, it is. Yeah, typically people who are booking, they're booking more than a week out. But for corporates, you know, people who are travelling for business who don't know their schedules certainly can be paying that. And certainly for myself, I was paying over $750 to travel up to Auckland and back to Christchurch the other day too. And that's sort of comparable to a Tasman fare, but it's because I was booking late. There are still good fares to be had, but people need to be able to book well in advance to take advantage of them.
Is somebody, or does somebody at some point go to Air New Zealand, look, we know what you're doing here, and because American and Delta are flying into the country now, you can't, you know, get it back with somebody flying to Queenstown?
I think what you're seeing, Mike, is just a lack of competition. You know, where we have competition, we're seeing the pricing come down. Where there is a lack of competition, wherever the route is, it doesn't just have to be domestic, then the pricing definitely doesn't come down to the same degree. So it is a competition. If there were more, you know, Jetstar flights, for argument's sake, then that flight that you looked at from Auckland to Christchurch might have been differently priced.
Yeah, but the problem is, I mean, what we've learned over many, 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 many years is we're good in this country at 5 million people for about 1.5 airlines, isn't it? It is what it is.
It is what it is, but is there room for capacity more? I mean, I do fly a lot in and around domestically in New Zealand, and a lot of the planes are full or near full. So that would indicate that there's still demand for flying, even at those prices that you mentioned. So therefore, is it, you know, more capacity could come on to especially the main trunk? Then that's a question for the airlines to determine.
What are you seeing for summer in Europe? Are people going crazy still and everyone's going up to London and Spain and Mallorca and stuff for July?
Oh, they definitely are. The long haul at the moment to Europe and to North America, especially to North America because of all this competition, is just going gangbusters. So we are well past 2019 levels for the coming winter, for New Zealand summer up in the Northern Hemisphere.
So people are still prepared to pay, doesn't matter what it costs?
I think people recognise that, you know, in life you've got to go and experience these things. One thing that COVID did teach us, not just about travel but anything, is just that getting out there and experiencing stuff and connecting with family and friends is so important.
And what about the front of the plane? Everyone seems to be at the front of the plane as well. I'm reading that, you know, internationally they're just like, they cannot keep up with first and business class demand.
Yeah, that's certainly the case for us at House of Travel. We're definitely seeing that there's a movement to the left of the plane as you go on. And I think that's, again, just an indication that people are going, I'm going to celebrate and do something special for myself and make sure I have an experience.
Good stuff, Brent. Appreciate it very much. Brent Thomas, Chief Operating Officer for the House of Travel.
For more from the Mike Hosking Breakfast, listen live to News Talk ZB from 6 a.m. weekdays or follow the podcast on iHeartRadio.